Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Steve Geller and Cullen Steele. It's our triple option feature. Steve, you go first.
Guys, well, today put out was the average ticket prices to get into every NFL team's game this season. A little bit of surprise at the top. Number one, the Detroit Lions right now, $254 average to get into a game this year. Other than that, some of the big cities I know folks wouldn't be surprised by: Las Vegas Raiders, Philadelphia Eagles, San Francisco 49ers, Chicago Bears. Well, then at the bottom of that for your lowest average ticket prices, you got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, $71. After that, another NFC South team, Carolina, at $65. Arizona, then Jacksonville. And, well, way at the bottom of the list, the last team on there, your New Orleans Saints, have the cheapest average ticket price around the NFL at $43 to get into the Superdome this season. I guess a fall from grace, you could say, from where it used to be to get into the Superdome. I don't think we were ever one of the top gets ever in the NFL, but I would imagine that, you know, previously during the winning regimes, it would cost a lot more on SeatGeek and the other secondary markets to get into the Dome.
You know, I was telling this to Bob the other day. You know, they got a waiting list in Atlanta.
Right,
which is
crazy.
It's been the first time in 20 years.
I saw that the first time they ever sold out in a while.
And so, man, you don't think optimism is high? It is really high in Atlanta right now.
Right.
Cullen?
All righty, guys. I'm going to give everybody in Chicago some hardcore hope. The last six teams to finish with a preseason point differential of plus 60 have all made the playoffs, and two of those have made the Super Bowl. The Bears finished with plus 68. If you want to give those teams a look, it was the Ravens in 2019. They lost in the divisional round to the Titans. The Broncos in 2014 lost in the divisional round against the Colts. Then the Seahawks did in the back-to-back years, 2013, which they won the Super Bowl against the Broncos. 2017 lost in the divisional against the Falcons. The Saints did it in 2009 when they won the Super Bowl against the Colts. And then the Bengals all the way back in 2006, in which they lost in the... Oh, maybe they didn't make it.
So those are last year's numbers for Chicago, obviously?
This is this year's. They finished this year's preseason. They finished with a plus 68 point differential.
So we're looking at preseason point differentials?
Cullen, you can waste your money on that. Don't think you can buy the house in Malibu like I told you.
The last six times, guys. I mean, come on. There's got to be something there. I mean, I will say, they cut it off at 60. This was per CBS Sports. Yeah. They didn't look at 50 or 70. But I don't know about you guys, but I the conversation of, you know, a winning season in Chicago is
not
if they
a
make
winning
the playoffs.
Season.
A winning season is if they make the playoffs. I'm beginning to think that's possible.
It's possible to win.
I'm definitely
season.
Buying a winning season.
I'm
right?
thinking it's possible.
The
Super
thing
Bowl,
about
man, Super Bowl
with Green Bay and Detroit in that same division.
My God.
And that's toughy. That's a toughy. But you know, it's happened before. Some of the stranger things. In the sports world. Let me answer a couple of text questions for my triple option. Had one ask, I think it's 8942, what about Samson Nakua? He did not make the Saints practice squad. And from 3402, did we claim any offensive linemen?
Not yet.
Nope. No offensive linemen were claimed today. Again, the trade was for the defensive tackle with the Commanders, and you did make a waiver claim. Really, primarily, Keena is going to be a return man.
Right.
He's played a little bit of running back, and he's caught a few passes, but really you brought him in to help out your return game. And the really good news, and being reported by a lot of people that were at practice today, in particular what I read off from Mike Triplett on NewOrleans.football, was Kool-Aid McKinstry, Marshawn Lattimore, Rashid Shaheed, Mason Tipton, all practiced.
Wow, yeah, that's definitely a big positive.
That's
especially
a two
with Marshawn, because he's almost like a Kendra Miller, where we haven't seen him a while since training camp started.
Well, Kendra Miller, man, he's looking from binoculars from where he's at. He ain't close to being back out on the field. So that is good news for the Saints,
yeah.
Especially with Lattimore and Rashid, because you need to have that speed element at wide out opposite Chris Olave. And I do know one thing. When Lattimore is healthy, He is one heck of a cornerback in this league.
I'm hoping his case was pretty much, oh, I'm banged up, I need to rest, and he was just saving himself for the regular season.
Hope so.
Hope so, right.
Hope so at this stage.